Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
The subject I want to talk to you today about revolves kind of around this thought. The problem that you're having in your life right now to align with what God spoke about you has a very discernible diagnosis from the Word of God. I'm going to give it to you up front and then we'll unpack it together. It's that sometimes you get who you are confused with where you are. That's a lot of what you've been having severe and even crippling anxiety about, is that you keep getting who you are confused with where you are. And God knows the difference even when you don't. I'm not going to fill this sermon with anecdotes from people that I met, but it just so happened going through Krispy Kreme the other night, I wasn't eating them. I was getting them for the sleepover Graham was having. Just want to tell you that right now. Because I can't eat one of those. And I pulled through, and I felt like it was a good test for me against temptation too, to have 2 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts in the car and just drive home and not touch them. And I did it, and I got a Quest cookie, and I called it even. It took me a while to get to that place where I could do that. So don't give up. There's hope for all of us. Anyway, the guy said, "Hey, man, I know who you are." I said, "Cool. What's your name?" He said, "I used to go to Elevation." I said, "Great. What's your name?" He said, "No, I don't go anymore." I said, "What does that have to do with what's your name?" I didn't ask where you go to church. I asked who you are. In Judges chapter 6, we meet a man who is being raised up by God, who is unlikely, being that he's from the tribe of Manasseh, which is looked down upon among the nation of Israel, in some ways for good reason. They were kind of messy tribe. But also, within that designation, he saw himself as being the youngest in his family because he was biologically. But God had chosen him for greatness. If you go through the book of Judges, you'll see all kinds of strange elevations. What I mean is, God will reach down and raise up somebody who no one else had noticed and do something really great through them while nobody's looking. One of the stories is about Ehud, who was a left-handed judge. And the good thing about him being left-handed was he reached over to his right thigh and stabbed a fat king. And the attendants were outside thinking the king was in the bathroom, but he actually had a blade sucked into his cellulite. And he snuck out and saved the nation because he was left-handed. Now, the tribe that he was from, Benjamin, that means son of my right hand. So he was a left-handed dude in a right-handed tribe, but God raised him up at just the right time. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may lift you up in due time. Of course, you never heard of Ehud because it's kind of nasty scripture, so they don't teach it over there in Sunday school class very much. However, you have heard of Gideon, who I read about in Judges chapter 6. I think you have. I think you've heard about what he did, how he saved the nation with just 300 men. My plan is to attack that next week and to show you how everything that has left your life is not needed for the next season that God is bringing you into. If you got him, you're going to do great things and greater things in the future. Yeah, I see it. Got you. Now, Gideon is the least likely. He calls himself that in just a moment, which we'll see his conversation with God. He calls himself the least, and he calls himself the weakest. He calls himself the least, and he calls himself the weakest. In fact, he calls the clan that he's from within his family, the least, and he calls himself, well, he calls them the weakest, and he calls himself the least within that family. So the weakest and the least. And he goes on to save the nation.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
But before he does, before we talk about what Gideon did, or before we even talk about who Gideon is, I think we need to remember where he was, because I think that's where a lot of us are. I know it's where I've been. And I spent a lot of my time in life in this place where Gideon was when God called him to do something amazing and raised him up. It's a strange elevation. It's God raising up an imperfect person. As Paul said, the foolish things of the world to shame the strong, and the weak things to confound the wise. The Bible says in Judges chapter 6, verse 7, when the Israelites cried out to the Lord because of Midian, he sent them a prophet who said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought you up out of Egypt," elevation, "out of the land of slavery. I rescued you from the hand of the Egyptians, and I delivered you from the hand of all your oppressors. I drove them out before you and gave you their land. I said to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not worship the gods of the Amorites. Do not worship the gods of comparison. Do not worship the gods of status. Do not worship the gods of sexual expression at the expense of addiction and entanglement and bondage. I said to you, don't do it. Don't become like where you are. Don't confuse who I made you to be with what you see in the place where I put you." The prophet said that. He said that. I don't even know his name, but he said that. "But you have not listened to me. Now, I promise I'm going to raise you up. But first, I got to start where we got to start, okay? Because that's true about a lot of us. How hard you make me work is how deep I'm going to go. So just, let's make a deal. You've been there before. I call it predictable misery. You know it's not where you need to go to get what you need to have, but you do it. Predictable misery. Predictable pleasure. You do the thing, you get the thing, you lose the thing, now you got nothing, and you cry out to God. Now, what I love about him is that he still lifts me. That's what I love about him, is that he still lifts me. The question isn't, will he lift you out of it? The question is, how long do you insist on staying in it before you ask him to do what he said he would do? Now, for the Israelites, it was a 7-year cycle this time. 7 years of being oppressed by the Midianites. It would get really bad when they tried to plant. When they tried to plant, the Midianites would come, and the Bible says they came on camels, and the Bible says they were like swarms of locusts. That's how many there were. It was overwhelming. Like swarms of locusts, they would come and raid and invade. Every time the Israelites got ready to grow and do something forward-thinking and progress and put something in the ground, here came the Midianites. The Bible says, like swarms of locusts. Every time they went to sow into their future, Here came a swarm of enemies to drive them back into their past. Every time they went to sow, here came a swarm. I'm setting this up so when I tell you where Gideon was, you won't judge him. Because you will judge him if you just meet him where he is. But if you know what he's been warring against, maybe you can relate to this guy a little bit. Maybe you won't call him a wimp if you see why he's hidden. Maybe if you realize that every time he's tried to plant, every time he's tried to reap, every time I tried to go for a job interview, every time I tried to move forward, every time I tried to get my feet under me, every time I tried to talk to him, every time I tried to apologize. So now we have Gideon who is hidden, but he's a hero, but he's hidden, but he's a hero. Which one? It's both. And so it is with you. I'm preaching today to a hidden hero. I'm preaching today to somebody who is stronger than your life has been suggesting that you are. I'm preaching today to somebody who has more potential than you've been giving yourself credit for. And God said, I'm coming in to show you who I am. I am the Lord your God. Now let's go. Here comes the angel in verse number 11. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah. This is before she had her talk show. I like to point that out. She'd been doing it a long time. I always throw that joke in there because that's a really good little preacher joke. Sorry about it. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite. Shock of shock, horrors of horrors. Where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. And when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Now somebody's lying. These cannot coexist. You cannot be threshing wheat in a wine press and be a warrior while you're in a wine press threshing wheat, hiding from the big bad Midianites. Somebody's lying. Somebody's wrong. Somebody is not seeing something correctly. One is an angel and one is Gideon. One is the messenger of God and one is Gideon, a human from the tribe of Manasseh. So I'm asking you a question. If it's God and Gideon saying two different things about the same situation, which one is wrong? That is not a trick question. Shout this out loud. God is not wrong. So why are you hiding if God is not wrong? So why are you worried about tomorrow if God said he's already there? So why have you given up on yourself when he didn't give up on you yet? So why do you talk to yourself like you're trash when he spilt his blood for you like your treasure?
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.